He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I okay. need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Shut up!
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty! No shut up on a payday Friday. We're in a good mood.
Oh, man.
And you're an all-black Johnny Cash.
The man in black.
Yeah.
You know what he once said about Bob Dylan? Bob Dylan could rhyme the tick of time.
Now, I like that.
Uses words like numbers. Speaking of numbers, we got a lot of big games this weekend.
We got big games tonight.
This is a great sports
weekend. Why am I yelling? I'm just excited, man.
We got Cowboys Niners Sunday.
We'll see.
World Series starts tonight.
Yeah.
Warriors at Utah tonight.
Yeah.
And then they play their home opener on Sunday against the Clippers. Tulane at North Texas tomorrow.
No, that's my niece's school, so
that's
I'm watching.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. All well, right. Your younger niece. This is the youngest.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever met her, right?
I met the whole clan.
Did you?
When I came over for the...
Hey, relax.
Function. Shout out E40.
How you feeling, buddy?
Dude, seriously,
take any of your analysis today seriously? You're in a Michael Irvin jersey.
It's CeeDee Lamb.
Oh.
Okay, but it was inspired by Michael. Hey, I'm wearing this because there's going to be a funeral and I'll be attending Sunday at 5:20. The Niners are winning this by 20.
They're fighting!
They cannot afford to lose this game. They own
They couldn't
Dallas.
Afford to lose last week, according to me.
No, but that's different. That's Andy Reid off a bye, Mahomes. Dallas is a mess. And we got some great guests that'll, you know, give us some insight behind the store on what's going on. But Steiny, the Niners cannot go. And I mean this. 3-5 into the bye. But I'm licking my finger, putting it up in the air. The winds are telling me in the Bay Area that I don't feel the energy from the Niner fans about this game.
Like, really?
Normally it's Bloods and Crips. I don't feel it. And I'm wondering, is that because they're 3-4, they're hurt, or they lost to Mahomes again last Sunday? I don't feel it.
Well,
I've heard that before.
Maybe we can change your opinion.
How it like you see it.
When you hear Dallas, San Francisco, I mean, what do you think? What do you think? I think of two teams that are once great franchises. Not that they're not now.
Well, the Niners just left the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, but two franchises with long dry spells. That's the way I look at it.
Wow.
And I know the Cowboys haven't even gotten there.
That's why I say the Niners are like, they've been to three, Steiny.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Man, tough start for Goo.
What happened?
Already. 650 says wrong. Every Niner fan in my circle is pumped.
Well, tell them to call in.
And then the 925 Goo. We know this is your reverse psychology tactics.
No, this is not reverse devil tongue. Not at all.
If it walks like reverse devil tongue and talks like reverse devil tongue, it may be reverse devil tongue.
I just can't wait to see the approach from the Niners. Go ahead, Steph.
We got three guests today. Jesse Holly, Cowboys wide receiver, 2010. He's going to join us at 11. 11:45, Barry Church, former Cowboys safety. Played there from 2010 to 2016. And then George Teague. He played safety for the Cowboys from 98 to 2001.
He's the one that hit T.O. at the star.
He's the one.
Yeah.
You know the Cowboys' history more than I do.
Yeah, when T.O. ran to the store.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. And I guess we got Brady again on the call.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't.
We'll see.
Oh. No, we got Al Michaels. Yeah, we got Tirico and
Collinsworth.
Tirico was on with the roast.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
We had a half-hour interview with Tirico. He's great. He's terrific. I got an unbelievable
stat.
No.
I'm in a good mood, man.
Why?
It's payday.
I thought your Cowboys are in trouble.
Well, I've accepted that. Come on now. I'm living that.
Playoffs?
We got the Dodgers-Yankees. It takes me back to my childhood with Norm watching Reggie hit three. Steve Garvey. Come on, man. Dusty Baker. And there's stars everywhere. They're fighting.
Nah, there's two stars. Otani and Judge.
And Soto?
Soto's a half a star.
Freeman?
Who?
Freddie.
Oh, Freddie.
Mookie Betts? Stop it, Stoney. You're trolling, man. And the uniform combo is old school, man.
You see what Tulane's wearing this weekend?
No, I did.
They're wearing the light blue helmets.
Who they got, Stoney, again?
North Texas, the mean green. Go Green Wave! 2-5-2 teams. And I told you, Tulane's got to run the table. And
I wonder if there's any Tulane fans in the Bay that could call the
Bay. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Well, there's no Tulane bar.
You're
like,
wrong.
There's a Packer bar.
You're
Bear
wrong.
Bar in the Bay.
You're wrong, and you know not what you speak of.
Tell me how I'm wrong. Prove
it. The North Star Bar in an area called North Beach. You can catch Tulane football there. Well, those are facts.
You can catch anything at any bar.
I get emails from the school because my daughter goes there.
Wow.
Yeah. We got Tulane fans in the house.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We got one. 888-957-9570. You buying Goose saying he's not feeling the furor, the fire, the excitement of this game? I'm looking forward to it. I know that.
No, that's...
Let me ask you this, because we're going to rely on Goo's knowledge today. Who needs this game more? Now, be honest.
The San Francisco 49ers. No, Steiny.
Why?
If Dallas loses, they are the Niners right now, record-wise. They're 3-4, and it's not over. You know, math-wise. If the Niners, to me, go 3-5... We know you've been injured. We've known you lost to Kansas City. Your last place right now, technically, in the NFC West in your own division. I just don't. And I think we got some sound over here at Lynch was talking about he expectations. Greenlaw back. McCaffrey. Can't give you a set date, but guys like that will be coming back. My question to the masses is, if you go 3-5, who's to say you're not going to go 3-6? But what are those guys then coming back to?
They're coming back to needing to make a run. That's what they'd be coming back to.
Right.
Needing to make a run.
But if you keep losing until they get back, that becomes, that gap is widened. That's
the game
The Niners
is
can't
more
go 3-5.
Urgent for the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys play in a better division than the 49ers. The 49ers have an avenue to the postseason. Mm. Winning the division.
Right.
They might
for
be, able,
now, though, that
they
can
might
all
be able to do it. Why?
Because Washington.
That's always the first. That's always the
Philly
first.
Philly and Washington can lose a couple, and then Dallas is looking at their division like the Niners are currently looking at theirs.
No, but we're looking at the divisions the way we're looking at the divisions.
Well, I'll give you that right now.
And the 49ers, you know, now, you don't want to. You lose this game, all of a sudden you're behind the Rams, and you're in last place.
Can we put a rat on the table?
Okay.
This is a big game from Brock Purdy. The optics. No, Stoney, I'm saying it, and it's not me telling you I don't think he's all that, and I gave him the certificate of greatness and the $60 million. But let's be honest. He was not good against the Cardinals. He was good against Seattle, and he was not good. It was his worst game last week against the Chiefs. I need to see against what I believe is a lesser opponent without Micah Parsons, who I don't think is playing, and DeMarcus Lawrence, Stoney. Can you eat Brock? I think maybe that has something to do with maybe Niner fans or me just feeling like it's not big. And maybe it's basketball starting. I don't know. But I'm not getting it.
5-1-0, nobody even knows where Tulane is. It's in New Orleans.
Oh, that,
get
that
in the game 5-1-0.
That was trolling. They had to know.
It's not the biggest school in the world.
You been there?
No, but I'm going in a couple weeks. Parents' weekend.
So will you miss time during the week?
Temple at Tulane.
Oh, boy.
Parents weekend.
Look,
they're
going to
sell out Uelmann Center.
So when do you get back?
Stadium. Don't worry about it.
No, I want to see when I get out with Evan.
We'll miss Evan. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Cowboys in town Sunday, 5 o'clock start, 5:25, I guess, is the official kickoff time. Debo Samuel, he's likely to play. Juwan Jennings, he doesn't sound great. McCaffrey, no. Ayuk, no. Hargrave, no. Greenlaw, go.
Jesus.
No. Who else does that leave? We can figure it out on the other side. 888-957-9570. Your 49ers are struggling, fans. What do you want to see from Sunday that'll make you think, hey, maybe we can get this thing back on track, and maybe even it started with the win. What do they need to do? 888-957-9570. Payday Friday, Monster Sports Weekend. Goo and I in a good mood. Come join us for some frivolity.
We got the Dodgers-Yankees. It takes me back to my childhood with Norm.
If Kyle was not the Niners coach, about 28 teams would hire him in 5 seconds. Honestly, like, unless you have a coach you love who's great, perfect, they dump their guy for Kyle in 5 seconds. So stop that insanity, okay?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Mike Tirico, NBC. He was on with Willard. He was on with the Morning Roast.
Oh, he's great. One of my favorites. But I'll say this to that. I don't like that conventional wisdom. When you get out of a relationship, if you need to leave somebody and she's beautiful, and I've had it happen to me, you don't say, I'm not going to leave because 30 other guys are going to be lined up. You do it for your peace of mind and your sanity. You move on. So, Tirico, it's not about how many people will be lined up for Kyle. We get that. It's about your mental health and you starting over. So I don't like that. Oh, 28 other people be like, no, you need to get out of the relationship for your reasons.
You know what you need to do? Stop the insanity. We got a great coach out here in the Bay.
Oh, what? Yeah, I was never in that line of, come on, the dude, come on.
Well, you.
After when
you were in front of that line years back.
Trey Lance got hurt. I just like the play call.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Cowboys, 49ers. What more needs to be said?
Man. But
let me ask 49er fans this. You guys are 3-4. Hasn't been a great start to the season. I mean, do you feel like your enthusiasm for this year has been dampened? I mean, they still have been in this spot a couple times, and they've rebounded.
Yeah, 3-4, 3-5.
So why are we not, if it's the case, given the benefit of the doubt to this 49er team, that we've seen in the past be in this spot and be able to rally? Don't we owe it to them?
Yeah.
Get to 4-4.
You are.
Get?
Huh? They are. They'll be 4-4. Go ahead.
Do this all the time.
And I'm right.
You're very seldom right. We'll take everything you say literally. Okay, I'll bet you that the 49ers don't win by 20. That's what you said. First segment.
I'm being so real right now.
You said the Niners will win by 20.
Done. Niners win by 21. Goo wins. 20 a push. Put that. I'm not playing.
No, you are.
This is real. We are dumb. We don't know. I'm telling you, we run archaic offense, Donnie. That is a bet, my friend. 20 points.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tell
you
what, I'll give you 2-1
odds. And I'm
going to
be at the game. Mia's coming with me.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Where are your seats?
300 level.
Okay.
Might need some binoculars, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so not quite courtside. That's all right.
I'm man of the people. I'm not into all that.
I'll tell you what a better time to start the show.
Who we got?
With some optimism.
Jay from Boston.
Antonio in Oakland.
Yeah, he's from Boston.
Antonio. How you feeling? Are you excited or are you down on this team right now?
I'm excited, man, because we're facing the Dallas Cowboys, man, like our most hated rival. At the end of the day, we're going to win. We have their number. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just do it. We match up well with them. It's on prime time. We know we're going to get this win, go 4-4 into the bye week, make a move, get some guys healthy after the bye week, and on and popping, man, we're going to go on our run. We don't fear the Cowboys at all. This is not the 90s Cowboys.
Wow.
You see an Emmitt Smith. You see that freaking offensive line they used to have with Larry Allen and Eric Williams and Nathan.
Bay Area.
I don't see it.
Wow.
Nope. You see Deion Sanders out there? Nope. Nothing. The 49ers are going to win by 3 touchdowns on prime time. Guarantee it.
Thanks, yeah, Antonio.
Always positive.
Three.
That's 21s, Donnie. So that's a winner chicken dinner for your boy.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you 20. I'll give you.
All right,
we'll put it at 19 and a half.
All right, wow.
Yeah. That's
Donnie,
what I'm going to do for you.
Do you
19 and a half.
They're bad. The Saints scored 8 straight times. The last time they looked like a football team, the Saints, they did it against this Cowboy defense.
That was week 1.
It don't week 2.
Okay.
Hey, it doesn't. They're bad, Stoney.
Guru.
The Niners are mad.
Guru.
They're upset.
You are not allowing for the fact that the Cowboys are coming off a bye and that maybe they fix some things. And they've had an extra week to prepare for the 49ers.
But they're also missing their best players. Micah Parsons
not playing? I think he's going to make
give it a go. Game time decisions, Donnie. He's not playing. DeMarcus Lawrence is not there. And even when those guys played, they got carved up by the Ravens. They got carved up by the
Ravens are the best team in football next to Kansas City.
All right, 19, that's it.
No, 19 and a half.
All right, done.
19 and a half.
I cannot wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm juiced. I'm going to watch it.
This is so easy. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're a 49er fan, what do you got to see Sunday? What could you possibly see that makes you think, okay, I'm not saying we're going back to the Super Bowl, but we've righted the ship. Now we have the bye. We'll get ready for Tampa Bay. And guess who's coming back? Yeah. Christian McCaffrey. Ooh. What I would like to see is Brock Purdy get right again.
There you go, Steiner.
20 for 28, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. But then I also need something else to happen.
Oh, give it to us.
We got to have Jordan Mason get into the end zone.
Go ahead. I told Norm you did some numbers, but you make it sound like it's a Jordan Mason problem.
It is.
No, it's a lack of creativity problem to me.
No. Listen to these numbers.
Because you could have Earl Campbell back there.
Well, he would have gotten in a few times.
But not against Kansas City, Stoney. Nah, like, they knew it was coming.
He would have. Listen to this. Jordan Mason.
JP.
Is the NFL's only running back with 7 or more carries from inside the 5,
okay,
who's failed to score at least 3 touchdowns.
I know you think I'm being a smart. Go ahead.
Mason has actually lost 1 yard in his 7 carries inside the 5.
Why?
That's a problem.
It is, but why are you putting it at his doorstep?
Because he's got
to. Sounds to me that
because
the O-line is also letting him down.
No,
and getting pushed around.
It tells me that Jordan Mason needs to run up the middle, and everybody knows it. So you got to do something else there.
So that's on coaching. And I'm not exonerating.
It's on Jordan Mason to expand his game a little.
And Kyle to expand the play, the run gaps, all that, study. That's on the O-line.
Was it on the O-line or is it on Shanahan?
That's like you saying, I'm everywhere because I'm feeling good. That's like you saying it was Marshawn Lynch's fault for not getting the ball against the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm giving
you control that.
Mason has carried the ball inside the red zone.
You.
And lower red zone more than any other running back with fewer touchdowns
that if they're getting too predictable, like and teams know it, it doesn't matter who JP the running back is.
You've
That's all I'm allowing.
Got to be
for.
Able to get 2 yards.
So
by any means necessary, Malcolm.
Yeah, look at my man in black. So. Wow. So are you saying Mason is kind of ineffective in the red zone?
I don't believe Jordan Mason is ineffective in the red zone. In fact, I would argue he's the least effective running back in the entire league in the red zone. Now, I'm not here to blame Jordan Mason. I'm here to say we got a problem. If we can't run the ball into the end zone when we're inside the 5.
But just
Come
meet
on.
Me halfway and say,
you can't run behind Trent Williams? Why can't you run behind the greatest offensive tackle
of
all time?
And you're not the only one whispering he ain't had the best year.
Exactly. So we got problems all around. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is interesting if it's correct. The 650, Jordan Mason currently leads the NFL in forced missed tackles.
53.
Not inside the 5.
Oh, wow.
10, 15, or 20.
Oh,
I'll tell you that. All right, 888-957-9570. What do you want to see out of your Niners this week, guys? It's getting a little bit late now. We're almost halfway through the season. Let's go to Michael in Lemoore. What's going on, Michael? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Just working away.
Us too.
I'm going to have to side with Guru here. I don't feel like there's any hunger in this team at all this year. And I had talked to your screener. I don't want to, like, rain on everybody's parade, given that we're going to be playing the Cowboys this weekend. But it almost feels like kind of like we're in a rebuild this year.
Wow.
We have 41 free agents next year, guys.
Who, the 49ers do?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And the players, like Mike Silver had even reported about this, that there's just the vibes are off this year. And that's what it feels like. There's not enough. I don't think there's any hunger left in this team, especially the guys that got paid handsomely. And when you pay guys, they just feel too comfortable, and the hunger just disappears. You know what I mean? Like, they get too comfortable and thinking that this is their job for life.
It can.
When, you know, like, they shouldn't get comfortable. They shouldn't, especially Kyle Shanahan. I disagree with Mike Tirico. I feel, were we not told by Jed York that when we hired Kyle Shanahan that we're going to start hanging Super Bowl banners and not just NFC game banners?
Yeah, it was either him or Joe Lake.
Look at Mike with the wow.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
I think Mike's... Stiney, also, who we got coming up today? Because you mentioned the three great guests we have.
We've got...
Barry Church.
Jesse Holly.
Yeah.
At 11. Barry Church at 11:45.
Safety.
And George Teague, 12:15. You'll like this, Goo, from the 415. Is this the same Stiney who didn't think red zone offense was any different than the rest of the field? Shut up!
Yeah! I don't remember you saying that.
I said something like that. Damn it.
Anyway. But the caller proved our point, though. The people that agree with me, and it's a lot, Stiney, that Mason with the broken tackles. He leads the league.
Yeah, midfield.
So but that right there should tell you it's not just all him.
I'm not saying it's
your
all him.
Your numbers are the numbers. Not give, but
the numbers are the numbers. I'm not saying it's all him.
It's a collective.
They can't score inside the red zone with the run.
Wow.
They got to fix it.
And with the pass, too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess beggars can't be choosers. If you got to get it in there through the air, then get it in there through the air.
And I'll tell you this, too, Stiney. Another reason why I'm so optimistic about our bet, the Niners winning by 20, 19.5. Dallas comes in with their last in rushing offense. Like, they don't even have a rushing attack. Now, can it get better after the bye? Yes. But, Stiney, I don't think this team offensively is going to scare the Niners. And what better way to get to 4-4 Sunday night? Everybody's watching. But that caller, I think he's on an island. I'm not saying there are others. But, Stiney, when have we ever came in here and questioned their effort? This team, the rat on the table for the 2024 Niners, and they're not making any excuses, and I'll give it to them, though. Injuries have played a big part.
Yeah, I effort,
it's just, come on. Not effort me.
I'll use another word, urgency. I don't think they've played with urgency this year. Mm. I just don't. You don't lose those two leads to those two teams unless you're not all locked in for the entire game. I do think the 49ers haven't played with as much urgency as they need to. And as for the vibes, here's the way I feel about the vibes.
Yeah. Vibes.
Let me just how were the vibes in Baltimore after week two? They probably weren't very good.
I gotcha.
And now they're 5-2.
All right, gotcha.
So the vibe can change over the course of a season.
Don't read the text from the 510, because I was just going to tell you your haircuts looked fabulous, but just don't read the first one up there.
Hey, Stiney, you paid $69 too much for that haircut.
If your haircut's beautiful,
I think,
it's the
I love
fact
it.
That somebody would try to troll
it.
You like that.
I love it.
Because you look sharp and young. Oh,
listen,
boy.
Here's how you know you have a stylist and not a hair cutter. I can go back and get it touched up.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So it may have been a little bit expensive, but you know what? I can go back and see Lucia in 2 weeks, and she'll trim me up nice.
Yeah, she did you
and
right.
And I'll be looking great again.
That's pretty good.
There's one other thing. Oh, another big game this weekend. Miramani at Las Lomas.
Oh!
Miramani at Las Lomas.
We got to get to a high school game.
Yeah,
maybe
we don't,
Logan.
We don't have to.
Well, you're Odell. You're Dragon. I'm a Colt.
Yeah, but...
Evan, I forget, and Spadoni is Monterey. I forget his team, too. The nickname. High
Who?
School.
Don't tell him. Palma. He went to Palma High School.
Come on!
Right? Spadone? Palma? You went to Palma? Palma.
We don't know if that's right or not.
He just gave the thumbs up.
Well, it's right
here. I know everything.
They can't see.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, I tell you what.
Oh, boy.
You said the game's at 6:30 tonight?
6:30 tonight.
They didn't play the fourth quarter, and yet the injury report.
Maybe that's why. They got sore.
Their ass got sore because they were sitting so long. Steiny, don't play with me. It's game two.
Warriors at Utah Jazz. Steph Curry, right hip contusion, questionable. Draymond Green, knee contusion. He's the same as Steph Curry.
What?
If Curry plays, Draymond will. If Curry doesn't play, Draymond won't.
Oh, my goodness.
So those two guys are clearly linked. And then DeAnthony Melton with a right chest contusion.
At least it's not
his back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like Melton. Those guys will be in. Come on.
What if I told you the most troubling play of the opener, Melton, to me, was involved.
You gotta share.
He came down, he was leading a break, and a guy was wide open in the corner, and he just like was like, yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Anthony Buckets.
The Chieftains. Another thumbs up.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, where you at? And what do you think about this one coming up? You're either going to be 4-4 heading into the bye with a win over the Cowboys, or you're going to be reeling at 3-5 with 2 weeks off, and then it's desperate times.
And think of those that week off and the negative vibes that would surround it, losing to an injured, hampered, hapless Dallas Cowboy team. Niners are not, man. They own this team. I think that means something, just like it did for the Chiefs, right? They had ownage of the Niners, came in here and laid one.
Yeah, I wouldn't take anything for granted if I'm a 49er fan. 888-957-9570. Let's ask Kyle Shanahan. You want to talk vibes? Shanahan can talk vibes.
Yeah, I felt good today. I mean, Monday's always a rough day, but we spend a long time on Monday. I mean, we do that from early in the morning till really right when I'm done with you guys.
Everything.
After that press conference is the first time we move on. And then we see the players today. So they do their own thing on Tuesdays, and they came in today. And we've had good meetings. We just had a good walkthrough, and guys are ready for the week.
Stop the insanity. Stop.
Which is?
Criticizing Kyle Shanahan too much.
Oh, stop.
Or thinking he should be fired.
Well, they just got
plenty of time for that.
My biggest critique is the red zone.
Of a tailspin to fall into before he's going to get fired.
Oh, no doubt. Come on, man. That shouldn't even be a conversation. But you cannot be blind to the fact that this just means, Donnie.
Yeah.
Had they been efficient in the red zone, or let's just say stellar, even last year, they would have won the Super Bowl. They were down there, missed assignments on the O-line, whatever. A litany of reasons, right? But the bottom line is when you get called, and I've used these adjectives towards Kyle, a genius. And
I know. Stop.
Stop. You can dial it up.
Stop.
Andy's number one in that.
I mean,
Andy can dial it up, and then Kyle's right behind Andy. And I think
ahead of McVay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. So you don't want to play this game.
No, I got him third now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh.
Please. Just give it to Lamar. They lost it.
They have the leading rusher in the NFL, and it's not Lamar Jackson.
And his name is Derrick Henry.
Thank you.
Okay, but that's not Harbaugh. You get credit for bringing him in.
No,
my point
Harbaugh doesn't get credit for being a great coach. John?
We were having such a good day. They lost it home to the Chiefs last year, a hapless Chiefs offense. The Ravens.
Okay.
So I hadn't forgot that. So there's nothing that's happening with Derrick Henry running wild. Lamar Jackson's the MVP to me right now.
Okay.
All right. Who's
his coach?
Johnny.
Who devises the offense?
Johnny.
Who does he devise it around?
He has a coordinator, Donnie. Those two. Ravens are tough. You're not going to get me today. You're not going to bait me.
John Harbaugh is a better coach than Kyle Shanahan.
Well, he's got a Super Bowl.
Exactly, and that's all you care about. I mean, it is.
Well, you say it like I like drugs. That's all you should care about. You just want your kids to get straight A's, of course. But, Donnie, that's what the goal is. And I will put anybody that already currently has one above Kyle until he gets his.
McCarthy.
Oh, my gosh.
In your face.
Stop. 90 years ago.
Hey.
Dude.
Who else is on that list? Somebody from a while ago.
Peterson. Well, that wasn't that. With Philly.
Yeah.
He's in Jacksonville now. I like him. I think it's not going well.
They stink. But
does he stink? Is he the reason?
I don't think so.
Well, fix it.
You can't fix that.
You got Trevor Lawrence.
You can't fix that.
Wow.
Okay. Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Brock Purdy? Exactly. You'd rather have Purdy.
I hadn't answered yet.
But
is Kyle my coach?
Your coach is
if
not.
Kyle's my coach.
Your coach has not been named yet.
The physical
your coach
specimen.
Has not been named
now,
yet.
Then my answer would fluctuate. If you're giving me the
quarterback, then we'll go find a coach.
Sean Payton.
He's better than Kyle.
I'm going with your boy in Jacksonville. I'm always taking the physical specimen first.
I'm out on that one.
So you think Lawrence is night-night?
I'd rather have Purdy.
Monday, and if we get a repeat of last Sunday, three picks.
What is Trevor? Yeah, what's their record?
I think they got one or two wins.
Don't they have that many?
Aish.
Yeah, Aish.
Speaking of Aish, Clay.
He had a hell of a game last night. Are we happy for him? The Warriors aren't out there eliminated. It was good to see. And he got off. I was like, oh, he's missing a couple. I was like, oh, great game from Clay.
And he made a paper airplane.
I never was into that.
I kind of like it. He looked like he was in a great space.
Yeah.
He was in a great space. Tua Tagovailoa was playing this weekend.
I'm going to say this because we got What's Bugging You coming up at 2 p.m. today. I got so many choices. I don't know who's going to get cut. But the bottom line is, Steiny, people do drugs, people drink, and they do it to a point to where they can kill themselves or harm themselves. But they're grown, and they make a decision. I'm not going to be mad. I think Tua's making the wrong choice. But who am I to tell a grown-ass man with kids and a family and friends that love them, you can't go. If you love what you do so much to where your life is it could come into play, I wouldn't do it, but more power to you, and I'm rooting for Tua.
I thought you wanted him to retire.
Yeah, I've been thinking.
Who are you to tell him to retire?
Evan just, wow, that was from the side.
No. Seriously, who do you think you are that you are going to make a decision for another grown man?
That's why I've come to the conclusion I have. It's called growth, guys.
What changed? Why?
Because I was thinking about it. I had some downtime, and I was like, how am I mad at Tua? It's his life. If he wants to risk the biscuit doing what he loves.
What's the biscuit?
Playing football. The biscuit is his life.
Well, there's also $50 million on the line.
Yeah, I thought you meant his biscuit money.
And poor McDaniel. Great decision, Tua, because my job is on the line. We need you back. Tyreek Hill on his knees almost crying. Steiny, that offense has been, oh my gosh.
It's been pretty lousy.
I'm rooting for Tua. We all are.
Steiny, wait till Willard gets in there. He heard you say Harbaugh's a better coach than Kyle.
Numbers are numbers. And numbers are numbers.
Are you really scared of him?
Of who?
Willard.
Nah,
that's a bit.
Look, you want to know the God's honest truth? Willard and I have something in common that nobody else in this building can really understand.
My ears got as big as Dumbo.
We're the grown-ups in the room. That's the thing we have in common. Willard and I are the grown-ups in the room.
I don't agree with that.
Well, it's the fact. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Analytically, what is that constitutes the grown-up? Because you're as infantile. You break mics. You get up and down. You got ADD.
That has nothing to do with being a grown-up. A lot of grown-ups have it. But, you know, we have. It comes down to just having better perspective than you guys.
What are you? Dude, seriously. You are so full of it.
You know, I got three kids. They're all grown. I've got life experience that you guys don't have.
He's got middle kids. They're not as old as yours. They're not in college.
He's too old.
Anyway, I don't like how you change when they come in, man.
Well,
we'll talk today.
You'll get used to it. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, Guru is not sensing the enthusiasm that's befitting of a Cowboys 49er game. Is he on the mark there?
Or? It could be the World Series and Warriors.
Nobody cares about the World Series out here.
You see, oh my gosh. You don't mean that. This is the greatest matchup in the last umpteen years of matchups.
Hey, we got to go.
Shut up.
888-957-9570. Coming up on the other side, Jesse Holly, Cowboys wide receiver, and first reception in the NFL came against the San Francisco 49ers.
In overtime.
I'll tell you what, you're amazing.
Romo had a punctured lung and a broken rib.
Like, you remember the game?
Yeah, I was at the stick.
Yeah,
you got to go.
Wow. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Jesse Holly coming up next. No relation to Buddy.